T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We launch into a 93-minute rock block right after the Rise Guys Morning Show. Wait a minute. Yeah, carried it too. Wow, that's over an hour and a half of nonstop rock.
Oh, 93.3, the planet rocks.
The Rise Guys suck. Take a look, guys.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, I just can't fit me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away.
Hey, hey, what is up?
Morning.
How it is?
It's good. How are you?
Fine, fine.
It's good.
Good morning to you listening. It is Thursday, May 12th, 2016. That's right.
That's because you are correct. That is the date.
Well, it's real humid outside right now.
It is, man. I kept getting all fogged up in the car.
Me too. Today, isolated thunderstorms, high of 86, clear and 64 right now in Greer. Thank God you sent me that text last night about the road.
Oh, is it like that?
Well, I didn't check to see.
Oh, okay.
But I thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome.
What was it? 385? What was that? Honestly, once you said you might want to take Pelham Road exit tomorrow morning, you said this last night.
Yeah.
I didn't even click on the link. I saw that it said, you know, detours.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning when I saw Pelham Road, I was like, oh, yeah. I need to take this exit.
Need to get off here today.
You could have just been playing a trick on me.
I don't think it was. I know they had it closed up when I got off 85 going the other way.
Yeah.
So they were redirecting people. They probably have wrapped it up by 6, but they were redirecting people last night. You were coming up.
Well, I've been here an hour.
If you were coming up 85 southbound, getting off Woodruff Road, they were sending you up 385 to Roper Mountain Road to go across the bridge and turn left back onto 385 going the other way and then go up the Woodruff Road that way.
Seems fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
If it was real.
It was. It was a real... I didn't generate that link.
Right.
Son of a bitch!
There it is. Okay, well, where to start? Is everybody good? Everybody fine?
Yeah.
Nothing, nothing bad going on?
No, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
Bad boy, are you good? Because if you are, I'm worried.
It's my day, man. It's good.
It's your day.
Love Thursday.
It's Thursday.
I don't get it.
You just love must-see TV.
I was born on Thursday.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But you hate life.
Just from 6 to 10.
Do you love Thursday because you're thirsty?
Ah, there you go. I'm not a working woman, so I don't like Wednesday.
You could be if you wanted to be.
Oh, boy. Hold on. Well, Monday doesn't have a day, does it?
No, but every night is sin night when you're a Satanist like Fatback.
That's true. It's not service industry, it's just real sinning.
You can talk yourself out of a pentagram, keep it up.
Gotta wait till Christmas.
Oh, I make them custom.
Hey, I'll go ahead and say this. I was thinking about holding a whole break for it later, but I was like, to us, it's really important. To some people, they would just be like, okay, why are you taking a whole segment of the radio to talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
So just take part of one. We have a pretty big meeting today at 2 o'clock.
I know, man. We got a bunch of stuff to do today.
I know. We got to go to Gold's Gym, get brutalized by personal trainer Thomas Karen.
Yeah. Then we got stuff to do even after that.
Yeah. It seems that the whole thing about speaking things into existence may just be real.
Mm-hmm.
Because today at 2 o'clock, we have a meeting that could, I think, make us all very happy and make some of our listeners very happy. And it should be good. Should I even jinx it?
Man, I wouldn't jinx it. It's a big meeting, but I don't know if we should jinx it.
I know, but I feel like, you know, if this was something like in my personal life, Nine, I would share it with you because we're very close. And I would share it with everyone in the room since we're somewhat close.
Mm.
And I feel like with the P1s that I would share it with them as well because we're very close.
We're getting all the offices. I couldn't keep it in. I had to spill it.
They're firing everybody and giving us each 5 offices.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. With the walls knocked
out. One for each hour that we're here. At 6 to 7, I'll move from upstairs to downstairs. 7, 8, sales pit. 8 to 9, I'm the receptionist. And then 9 to 10, I'm the engineer.
You just called it like a match.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. I'm up here. I'm down there. Boom, boom, boom. Elevator. Back up top. So boom, boom, boom. Down the back steps. Out the door. Back to Bowling Springs.
We wear multiple hats.
Right. No, I we might be getting a TV show.
Boop.
Yay.
We might be getting a TV show. Local TV show. But that's how it starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's the way it begins.
Yeah, that's how Stern started with Channel 9. Granted, he was in New York City, but still.
What else?
Stern!
It was New York. But this is Greenville, and this is where, you know, most of us were born. And I'm glad to still be here and employed and hanging out on the radio every morning.
We should be over in Greenville, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we've been saying it, and I really, it's been just like a personal goal for me this year. I was like, man, we, you know, not to put ourselves over, but, you know, if you did a TV show with another morning show, well, you know, there's certainly some out there in the whole country that are good. But, like, TV, we don't look like everybody else. Like, I know that sounds really weird, an odd way to say it, but, like, all these other guys all dress like each other. Like, I saw the other day I was on a radio website, and I saw the dudes from Charlotte were on there. You know, the dudes from Charlotte.
Those dudes.
And, you know, they were, no offense, Jeff, but they were wearing jeans like Jeff.
Come on.
No offense, I said.
Okay.
But they were wearing, you know, like, one of them almost wearing like a pirate shirt, you know, where it was kind of like this
poofy
big
shirt.
Puffy sleeves
puffy
and
shirt.
Everything. Yeah, man.
I don't want to wear be a pirate.
No.
Don't.
No, I don't want to entertain Kathy Griffin either.
And, I mean, we just, I don't know. We're just different, and it would translate to TV. So I hope this today, give me your watch. Come here.
Here, knock on my watch. Careful, my wrist
is gimmicky. I know a little something you guys don't. There's already been an approved spinoff show. That's going to be an exercise show. And it already has a title.
Keep running, mother.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be on HBO, though.
That's right.
This is going to be on local TV.
If you don't cuss while you're working out, you're not doing it right.
That's true.
What about that health show with Jeff's grandfather? Jeff's grandfather was going to have a health show. There, you know, there's one particular disease that is causing problems for a lot of Southerners. And this one comes on at 8 o'clock, and it's called
Sugar Diabetes.
Right. Hosted by Papa Neil of World War II fame, maybe.
Yeah.
If history is true, maybe. I was 17, Jaff.
That's right, Jaffrey.
No.
After we found out there was a 12-year-old in the war, I mean, anything's possible.
Anything is possible. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just, you know, say a prayer or send positive thoughts. Or if you don't like us and want us to get a local TV show, then get the voodoo dolls out.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it works out. I got notes on notes on notes ready to go.
It'll be fun.
If you don't like us, you should want us to get a TV show so you can take pictures and make fun of us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we encourage that, actually. Yep. Like, one of the things is, I'll say one of the things is we're going to pause, like where you hit pause on the DVR, and you take a picture of it, and then, you know, turn it into a meme. Mm-hmm. The first time ever you can take a picture of the TV and turn it into a meme.
Yep.
on purpose. Golly, boy.
Oh, no.
That's awful.
That is terrible.
You know, we have a TV on in here, and they're interviewing Carney, you know, because of the fair. And that guy looks like he brushes his teeth with urine. Look at him. Oh. Look at him.
Let me get it. Oh, come on.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Get him to smile again, guys. Come on.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's too bad. See, that's why we need a TV show. We could comment on TV instead of just telling you what's going on. You would join us in the conversation and see it.
Turns into Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah. And then, you know, like one of the big things is a bleep show version of the particular newscast that's on this station.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to agree to that, but I think it would be awesome. I think if they say, you know what, not everything has to be all, stern and proper and you know, talking like this. You know, if we make a bleep show out of the weather or the sports or whatever, well, I think it would just tie in. I tell you what, our listeners, our hardcore P1s, would probably end up identifying that station as their station.
Probably so.
As far as, you know, news and things like that go.
I think so.
Because I remember when I was a kid, I had a station. I mean, I don't know if you did, but I had a TV station when I was a kid. Not owned it, but like I identified with one particular station versus the others.
One of the local stations. Yeah. Yeah. I did too.
Yeah. So I think that's something that'll happen. But anyway, not going to talk too much. I don't want to totally jinx it, but for those of you that have been loyal to us for all these years, I wanted to kind of bring you in to where we're at because this just came down. Not too long ago, and I'm psyched.
It's really exciting. Yeah. By the way, not to give it away, but my favorite TV station when I was a kid was the only place you could go to find Gomer Pyle in Greenville.
Mine was the only one that had their own softball team, and they would give the results of the softball team in their own sports broadcast.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did they play the Days of Our Lives cast by chance?
I don't know. I can't recall who the Whiffers played.
Nice.
The Whiffers. Yeah. Sounds like a doo-wop band from the 50s.
It does.
Tonight with Jerry Lee. With Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry, it's the Whiffers making their debut.
Jerry Lee Lewis Neal. Walking the fat face playing piano.
Anyway, hopefully in 24 hours, I don't know if it'll you know, the decision or everything will come down that fast, but hopefully here either in 24 hours or 48 or 72 or whatever, we can start off the show one day announcing this is the show when it comes on and all that.
Yes.
Just wanted to bring you in on that. We got SmackDown tickets, WWE SmackDown. I heard a good rumor this morning from Jimmy Jack Jackie that would be just the stuff. I would love it if that happened.
Oh, it'd be awesome, man.
What is it?
I don't want to spoil anything.
Don't spoil
it. I can write it down for you or tell you afterwards, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But
if you told me what happened, would it give it away?
It ain't happened yet. Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. We're the Nostradamuses of wrestling.
We are. Yeah. We know things, okay?
Yeah. We've got a brand new Facebook fussing today. How about that? It's been several weeks. So we'll get into our acting prowess. We have to. We're getting ready to become television stars as well.
Yeah, we're thespians.
We're thespians. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey,
man. Exit stage right, man. Let's block his scene together. Run some lines, man.
So we've got that going on today. As I said, SmackDown tickets, the chance to win $1,000 coming up a little after 7 o'clock, too. And does that chick, are we good for the 9 o'clock OPP?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Good.
All right, good.
Wrapped it up last night.
All right. Thank you. Good. We got a chick that's got needs some advice today, and it's got to. How can I say this? It's got to do with dating and animals. Yes, that's a great tease. She's not dating animals. No.
All right, that's just
she's marrying one.
Oh,
they're already dating.
We're going animals.
She's marrying a panther.
Oh.
Hello.
Mike Tolbert.
Tolbert.
No, he's already married.
Congratulations.
No, it involves dating and animals, so it's something that I think everybody will be able to have an opinion on or identify with or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, $1,000, WWE SmackDown tickets, Facebook fussing, and a whole lot of you. You can text us, 72341. That's the Carolina Vapor Mill text line. Carolina Vapor Mill text line, 72341. You can call us, come on the show anytime. Remember, you didn't have to. We got open. Let's see. We're going to have an open phones today at some point. We'll try to get that in early. Mm-hmm. So maybe right after sports, we'll do some open phones. But anytime, 1-800-774-0093, Twitter and Instagram, at The Rise Guys, Facebook.com/Rise Guys. You can snap us. You can drive by and blow the horn, and we'll moon you or flip you off one, depending on how much time we have. And we'll have some fun today. Paige, anything news-wise? What is the latest on Prince? I need to know. Is he still dead?
Yes, he apparently.
All right, very good. We'll do that. Good morning. It is good. More of you, more of us, everybody together right after this.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. We definitely appreciate it. And don't forget, TRG is all over social media, and the show never ends. Y'all show never ends. It's true. Facebook.com/Rise Guys, Twitter at The Rise Guys, Instagram The Rise Guys. You can find all of our individual social media handles there as well. Give us a like, a share, a retweet, a double tap. Hit us up, spread the word, and find us always, always online. Don't forget, text podcast, PODCAST, to 72341. And that's probably how you got this right now. I'm going to shut up. Back to the show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Rise Guys Headlines locked and loaded by Palmetto State Armory. Well, what happens if you give your wife the wrong flowers on Mother's Day? Well, this man made the mistake of doing that very thing and found out.
Wait, it's a rhetorical question. I had an answer.
There's not wrong flowers.
She appreciates the gesture and your kindness?
That should happen.
What was it, poison ivy or something?
Not in this case. A 42-year-old woman named Virginia Stewart lives in Florida, and apparently her husband gave her the wrong kind of flowers and candy on Mother's Day. And according to the police report, we're not sure what kind of flowers and candy he gave her or what specifically she wanted. If there's a wrong kind or, you know, just a crappy kind or something that if you give that to a woman, she's going to just get furious and beat you.
Yeah. What flowers would you give a woman unless they were like black roses? Like what, Paige, are there any flowers that would just absolutely make you want to smack Chris upside the head?
No.
There's women listening right now who would love black roses.
Well,
I think
sure.
They're pretty. Like the taboo roses are beautiful.
Taboo roses.
Yeah, they're like deep red, black. They're gorgeous. But in this case, you know, we don't know what it is. Maybe if you didn't give her really nice roses or she thinks that they're from the grocery store, she might get a little upset. But those are nice. I like those.
Well, he needs to find a new woman, whoever this hypothetical person is, or is this a real story?
It's a real story. Oh. This woman went on a rampage. She threw a bunch of cups around the room and then started punching her husband in the face.
Damn.
And then she hit him with a hanger.
A hanger?
We don't know if they are wire hangers or not, but
heavy hangers.
But eventually the cops showed up and arrested her for domestic battery. All over flowers and candy on Mother's Day.
Wrong flowers, wrong candy.
Rocks, don't do that again.
Yeah.
He should have known.
He should have known.
What are you playing? What is this?
Leave Virginia Alone.
By who?
Rod Stewart.
You have an eclectic taste in music.
Just came to mind.
But yes, the other day you were listening to something on Snapchat, but singing Meatloaf to it.
It was nothing but a good time.
Yeah, but you were singing Meatloaf to the tune of it. That was funny.
It ain't Meatloaf, Fat Boy, you dummy.
Yeah.
Man, you have like Magic 98.9 in your brain.
I grew up on it, man. Maybe one day I'll get to work for him.
Maybe one day.
Well, a North Dakota woman says she was kicked out of a Garth Brooks concert before the show started for using the men's room. And this happened at the Fargo Dome. And Samantha Berg says that her husband took her to go see the Garth Brooks show for Mother's Day as a gift. And there was thousands of fans waiting to see him. And right before the show was to start, they went to the bathroom. And the woman's line was about 100 people long, right?
Yeah.
So according to her quote in the Valley News Live, she says, "It was insanely long, and there was no wait for the men's room, so I just went into the men's." That's where she went wrong.
And so is this because of all this North Carolina bathroom transgender talk or what?
Well, it didn't specifically say that that was the case, but when she got out of the bathroom, that's when a Fargo police officer was waiting for her and her husband to come out. And she says she was sober and wasn't rude to the officer, but she was still escorted out of the venue.
Well, the only thing I'll say to that is if it had been a man in the women's room, it would have been like crap would have fell apart. I mean, people would have like lost their minds. So if it's that way, then why not the other way? Still remains a girl just had to pee.
Yeah.
Would they rather her just pissed her pants?
Probably, yes.
Go over to, with a beer cup in the corner? What are you doing? I lost something. Can't find my contacts.
I mean, the only reason anybody be offended by this is what? She gonna see how little it is? That's the only reason anybody's upset about this. In the whole world.
She wasn't using a urinal, was she, Paige?
It didn't specify. I seriously doubt that any woman would do that. You know?
Reverse cowgirl urinal.
You haven't seen Step Brothers.
Yeah, I've seen women brag about being able to use those. I don't know if that's something to brag about or not.
Not at all.
That's a talent, I would think.
No, I don't think you can brag about that.
It means you've been rode hard and put up wet a dozen times.
Well, according to the Fargo Dome General Manager, usually the people get a warning, right? But
hey, don't piss in there anymore. Yeah. That's your warning.
What the sign says.
If they were seen using the men's room, unless the incident escalated.
Paige, you ever used the men's room in public?
I probably have. I can't
remember
offhand.
Women's room?
Man, not that I recall.
Really?
I'm open to it. Like, there's been times I almost did.
Yeah.
But then they got done cleaning the men's room at the QT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fat boy?
Oh, yeah.
Jeff?
Yeah,
I have. Yeah, I have too.
Yeah, and it happens if you have to go. It's not like you've got a problem looking at men or anything. You had to use the facility.
I think, especially if it's a restroom where there's only one, like, you know, the kind where you go in and lock the door kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter.
No.
I don't care if it says it's a men's room or a women's room. If there's somebody dropping a deuce in the men's room and I got to go, if I lock the door, there's no chance of some woman coming in on me.
Have you ever accidentally gone to the wrong restroom? Because I've seen a man at the airport accidentally go in the women's room and walked out.
I accidentally walked into one several times, actually.
What if you accidentally do that and you come out and you're in trouble and it was just...
Well, I explain myself and hopefully they... If they don't, then I'll say, okay, well, let's deal with this crap.
The venue.
But in the past, that's been an honest mistake. Now it's like you're going to get locked up over it.
Now, too, restaurants like these, not hoity-toity, but like... theme restaurants or maybe restaurants that are just trying to be like a little over creative, they won't put men or women on the door. They'll put, you know, some there's one that I want to mention, but I don't want to mention. But okay,
I don't know.
Freaking Twin Peaks. I forget what it says on the doors, but it doesn't say men and women. And
oh,
I remember
yeah.
the first time I saw it, I had to think for like a couple seconds and say, okay, make sure this is the right one. I don't remember what it's called.
A lot of restaurants do that. A lot of steakhouses and restaurants of that sort do that.
So if it's something that's going to cause crap like this, then I think you need to put like the old silhouette of the woman wearing the square skirt and no neck and no feet, no arms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's a famous chicken place that says hens and roosters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Churches?
No.
Oh. I've never been inside one, actually.
Really?
I'm just a drive-through customer.
Yeah, I miss when they used to have that big white mansion on Lawrence Road.
I remember that.
That was cool.
Well, can you imagine going on Antiques Roadshow and thinking that your jug is worth $50,000?
No.
And you find out that it was actually made by a high school student in 1970? Well, it actually happened to a guy who... purchased a grotesque face jug, had faces all over the front of it, and this.
Where did he buy this Jeff Lewis Neal jug?
Come on,
he found it at an estate sale, in a barn, and he paid $300 for it. Well, it turns out it was on the show. He was told on the show that it was worth between $30,000 to $50,000, based on the style, and that it was likely created in the late 19th or 20th century. On the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
But the person that looked at it was obviously wrong with their assessment. It was actually created in 1973 or 74 by a student by the name of Betsy Soule at Churchill High School in Eugene, Oregon. And a friend happened to see the show, recognized the jug, and called her and submitted the evidence that she was the actual creator. And she once considered going into a career with the arts, but became a horse trainer. So she sent them the information and that she did create that in high school. So
what was it? What did it end up being worth then?
Well, now it's estimated between $3,000 to $5,000 based on the quality and the artistic merit of the jug. And if you look at it, it's kind of cool looking. It's just got faces on the outside that are kind of distorted.
That's a Southern moonshine thing.
Yeah.
Some moonshiner years ago decided instead of just putting those plain jugs out there, he'd make ugly looking grotesque faces on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody started copying it. And with those primitive stuff, things, it's hard to be able to actually tell when they were made.
It's really hard to date stuff like that. It's really easy to get fooled by stuff like that. And then, I don't know, why you gotta ruin somebody's good time, though? Let them have fun.
The craft stuff or the really old pottery is worth a lot of money now.
Yeah.
Like those big milk jugs, you can sell those and make a lot of money if you can find them.
I love that show. It's paced perfectly. They're not trying to make stars out of the appraisers. They just go boom, boom, boom. Item to item.
But I hate when they go into the museum of the local town there.
You don't like that one?
Yeah. Today we're going to a spool museum where we're going to talk about sewing spools.
Mm-hmm.
This one here is from 1700s. It's worth about $8.
Yeah.
A big deal. Besides, with these things, I need at least two. I love a good pair of grotesque jugs.
Yes.
With everybody. Lovely.
Throwing touchdowns.
Hold on, Paige, and there's your Eyes Guys headline.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3, The Planet Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
When we hit toward the pin, Sam, I know I've got to have,
more of a swing.
A little bit stronger swing. Just like that, mother.
Jesus.
Mighty with that sucking bull.
Oh, man. Telling you what. We got something, Will. We got a story that will definitely make Paige cringe and probably the rest of you, too, if you got any kind of conscience.
Wow.
That's coming up shortly. Probably pissed Nine off, too, is what I'm doing.
Oh, good.
First off, Clemson is reinstated receiver Deion Kane. He's back on the team. So, you Clemson fans want to know what happened to him. He's back on the team.
Brother of destruction.
Not Ammon Lacob. He was going to leave anyway. But, you know, this was the whole drug-induced time in Miami before the bowl game against Oklahoma. They sent him home.
I remember that guy.
Now he's back. One comes back. Another one leaves. We have an NFL retirement.
Oh, no.
Yeah, after five seasons with the Seahawks, Ricardo Lockett forced to retire because of his neck. He took a nasty hit. Wasn't it the playoffs last year he took the hit?
Man, I don't know if it was the playoffs or before that. But, yeah, he took an awful hit.
I mean, like, well, it was obviously worse than what Antonio Brown took, but I thought Antonio Brown might have been dead when Burfict hit him in the head like he did.
Mm-hmm.
But, he's done, man. Five seasons. God, it's awful. I hope he don't have any long-term effects because, you know, that's what he's going to be thinking about now.
How much money did he make over 5 years? Like, I mean, I
can look real quick.
Well, I don't need an exact number, but, I mean, was he making a good chunk of change?
I don't know. Yeah. Probably not making all that much.
Yeah, really, I don't care. I don't care anymore. Don't tell me. Do not tell me.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't want to know anymore.
I don't want to know.
I don't care to know.
I've already forgot his name. Seriously. Ricardo.
Guess. He had a one-year deal last year.
Oh, wow. Like $4
million? $660,000.
$660,000? Yeah. The minimum?
Yeah.
Well, why'd you report it then? If he's getting a league minimum, I don't even know why that was even you're a nobody.
Because that hit, man, was infamous as hell.
Yeah.
Almost said bad. Warriors last night closed out the T-Blazers. They're in the Western Conference Finals, man. Beat them in five games.
Yay.
Stephen Curry's at Paige's Warriors fan.
Apparently now. Paige is a Warriors fan.
I've only been to one game.
You forgot the last 30 years they existed, but now you're a fan.
And Raptors beat the Heat. So. Tonight, if you want to watch some ball, you got Spurs in Oklahoma City. Check it out. Oklahoma City could win. They could wrap it up. Man.
They could eliminate the Spurs, the mighty Spurs.
I don't believe it. I don't think they will.
Probably not.
Put your check on it. Max Scherzer. Almost read the headline, but I haven't. I'm glad I didn't.
Wow. That's very to the point.
Max Scherzer struck out 20 batters, 20 Detroit Tigers, 96 strikes on 119 pitches in 9 innings. They won 3-2, but he tied the record. Last person that did it was Kerry Wood.
I don't believe it. Really?
Wow.
Man, that was the Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game was the last 20 strikeout game.
And that was 98,
I think it was. So.
Forever ago. And remember, everybody's like, Kerry Wood, Mark Pryor. The Cubbies are here.
We were just talking about that the other day, me and Jimmy Jack Jackie, about how the Cubs pitching prospects of the late 90s, early 2000s.
Same thing with the Tigers with Moroth and Bonderman. They thought they'd arrived.
Yeah. And the only one of those guys for the Cubs who ever panned out was Zambrana.
Zambrana.
He wasn't that good. He was just mad.
400-pound ball player.
Or Matt Clement. He was pretty good until he got hit in the face with a ball, and then he was scared to play.
And
I would be too.
Just his chin hairs. Everybody was ripping off for a while there. Listen to this, man. It's to drive you nuts. It's going to happen around here. A football stadium in Texas just got approved for to be built, start construction. It's a high school football stadium in Texas. It's north of Dallas. And this was approved, by the way, by the residents of the city with school bonds to pay for it. It's going to cost $60 million for this 18,000-seat stadium. Excuse me. This is the 12,000-seat. The 18,000-seat stadium is in nearby Allen, Texas, which is the same capacity as Madison Square Garden.
Holy moly. Boy, that's Varsity Blues. It's real.
Well, yeah, Friday Night Lights, brother.
Another school outside of Houston, Katy, Texas, already has a 12,000-seat stadium for $62 million.
Wow.
You know, what's weird is around here, people won't even vote to build new schools.
No. Mm-mm.
Opponents of the bill are saying that the school board acted like they were in an arms race to see who can get the highest bid to put it up.
Mm-hmm.
To get lowest bid.
Well, yeah, the most money.
Yeah.
The most bid, but they're... The kids can use it. They're saying two other high schools can use this stadium.
Wonder how much, how many pockets, how many palms are being greased for that deal.
See, the older fiscal conservatives of Pickens County didn't want new schools throughout the district because they didn't want to pay like a smidgen more on property taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't have been that much more at all.
Yeah.
They didn't want to, I mean, new schools, they were needed too. And then, and Burns was looking to build a new stadium a while back, and it was only going to cost like $13 million, I believe.
Take Visa.
Their booster club probably could have paid for it. Their locker room's $1 million, allegedly.
It just ain't nearly as bad. I mean, as $60 million high schools. It's when they built the Bilo Center initially, before it was the Well, I believe it cost like $65 million to build the whole arena.
Yep. It says here that the stadium they had was built in 1962 and only held 7,000 people. And people were complaining the parking lot was too small.
No.
So now they got a big ass. You want to see a rendering of it?
Yeah, I love renderings. God, yeah. Man. I mean, that looks like a freaking college football stadium. Not like a big one, but like Furman.
Mm-hmm.
Dorman's got a nicer one than Furman. I wonder how much that one costs. I mean, they got a real nice one.
Who's making the money off that then? Like up here on 290. I'm going to even say it, but who's making? Is the school district make the money from that? Does the school put it in the coffers? Like, who makes the money from high school football?
I don't know, but who makes the money when you go to a big box retailer and see Burns Apparel? Who's getting money off that? They got Burns shirts, pants, the whole deal.
I don't know, but see, I thought about something the other day when I went to one of my kids' schools to had to get them out early and take them to a dental appointment, and they play music in the hallways now, right? And it's like, you know, it's nothing bad. It's your typical top 40. It's probably very much censored and all this. And then I heard a commercial for the fair, and I was like,
They do it in the schools?
Yeah. Yeah, in the hallways, right? So I was like, a commercial for the fair. Gee, I wonder how this is happening.
Yep.
The school district's selling advertising to our kids that we pay for them to go to.
Yeah.
Put our show on. I mean, hell.
Yeah. Put that on in colleges.
I got some prices on some stadiums around here now.
Oh, good.
Where do you find this at?
Charleston Post and Courier did a thing about the 10 best high school football stadiums in South Carolina.
Rice Field?
Cavalier Stadium at Dorman. 10,200 seats, but the Hill makes it a 15,200 person stadium, built in 2002 for $4 million.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got some of the old ones like Somerville High School Stadium's 10,000 seat stadium from 1948, so it costs $20,000.
And they're a big program.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, the reservation, 8,250 people, built in 2008, $8 million. That's the most expensive one I see is the reservation at Gaffney.
That costs more than the Peach.
Yeah.
Is the Revered Liberty Stadium on there?
No. It's not.
Wade Hampton's parking lot costs more than the football stadium. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of it.
High school lacrosse players have a pregame ritual. Team in Michigan, and they're under possible prosecution. It says here they allegedly killed a guinea pig before the game and smeared its blood on their faces.
Oh, what? God.
Yep. High school lacrosse team. It was a team bonding exercise slash ritual.
Well, it was just the first time they did it. The guinea pig was just a guinea pig for it.
Wow! Look at that.
Throwing touchdowns.
That's disturbed. Who had that idea?
Wow.
At least 10 of the 18 players under investigation. They went out and lost the game, too.
Good.
Because that guinea pig blood. Would you like to see a picture of a guinea pig dressed up all cute in a hat?
They're adorable.
What is it? It's like show and tell. Oh, my God. So what, that's the other team's mascot?
The guinea pigs?
I didn't say.
Well, what's the point of this?
Well, they wanted to kill something that couldn't really fight back, I guess.
Oh.
Just be cruel.
I guess if you kill something before the game and smear the blood on your face, it kind of gets you
makes
up.
Makes you a warrior.
I guess, hell. Just buy some eye black and write something on it.
You killed a guinea pig. I mean, kill a wolf or something if you want to be badass.
Yeah. Kill that farting rhinoceros from yesterday. Hippopotamus.
Yeah. Hippopotamus is the deadliest animal on earth. They kill more people than any other animal.
Smear something all over you.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 coming up. You better wait till then. It's Rise Guys Sports.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.